Now we have the story of a man who lived in the margins, struggling to make ends meet during the pandemic. There's a Home Depot parking lot west of downtown Los Angeles. Day laborers line up on the corner waiting for construction jobs. Until recently, there was a man who always sat under a small tree on the sidewalk. His name was Paulino Ramos. This was kind of his spot, waiting in the shade for jobs. But Ramos isn't here anymore. The last time anyone here saw him, he was sitting under that tree with his head down. Something was wrong with him.
So he was sitting there waiting for jobs, but he was like, I have pain in my chest, and he wasn't able to breathe.
Jorge Nicolas works at the Central American Resource Center of LA. He's the organizer at that day labor center, and he knew Ramos.
So one of the workers here took him to the ER. And after that, we never saw him again.
Paulino Ramos is one of more than 290,000 people who have died from COVID-19 in the United States. He was 53 years old. He was a day laborer desperate to earn a paycheck in the middle of this pandemic. NPR's Danny Hajek spoke to some of the workers who remember their friend.
A roofer named Fernando Sanchez waits for jobs along the busy corner this morning. He and Paulino Ramos used to wait out here together, reminiscing about their lives in Mexico. I saw him a few days before he went to the hospital, Sanchez says. He stares at the ground as he talks about his friend. He looked really thin. He lost a lot of weight, he says. He looked sad. I think when someone thinks they're going to die, they know it. They can just feel it. Sanchez is standing near a makeshift memorial for Ramos. Workers set up a small table with flowers and prayer candles that can be seen from the street. The flowers are wilted now. Jorge Nicolas, the organizer at the day labor center, says workers here don't normally share their feelings, but their friend's death has changed that.
They cannot even believe it because they didn't even say goodbye. He's passed away. We know him by his side.
Behind the flowers, there is a black and white picture. It's Ramos in a hospital bed, hooked up to machines and tubes as he battled COVID-19. But the color photo the workers pinned above the memorial reminds them of the Paulino Ramos they all knew. A quiet man with graying black hair, a mustache, and a little smile. Ramos was alone here in the U.S. It had been years since he'd seen his family back in Mexico, his wife and three kids and grandkids he'd never met.
He was a loving father, a loving husband, and he always tried to provide for his family. That's the reason he came here, be able to provide a better opportunity for his kids.
Nicolas says Ramos worked demolition jobs across LA for over a decade around hazardous materials like asbestos and mold and concrete dust. That makes workers like Ramos more vulnerable to complications from COVID-19. There are strong chemicals in the old buildings we work in, says Jesus Monje. He's one of the older workers waiting on the corner here. He's been a painter since the 80s. A lot of workers here have damaged their lungs, he says, including me. All these stories are a reality for day laborers. Most employers don't provide protective equipment. They don't provide health insurance either. Day laborers don't get sick pay, and many workers like Ramos are undocumented. Mario Guerra is a welder from El Salvador. He's been apart from his family, too, and as he stands in this parking lot, he wonders if he'll suffer the same fate as Ramos.
I
don't know if I'll ever go home to El Salvador or if I'll die here, he says. I want to see my mom and my daughter, but that's life. A life already hard made even harder. Since the pandemic shutdowns in March, work in this parking lot has dried up, and Ramos could no longer pay his rent. He did find a little help. He received a $300 grant from the Central American Resource Center of LA and the National Day Laborer Organizing Network. For Ramos, it was a lifeline. He recorded this video to thank the donors.
Me llamo Paulino.
This is Ramos's voice.
Me dedico al jornal todo tiempo,
I got money for food and rent, he says. I'm grateful I got help, so at least I can eat. I'll try to make it last. Jorge Nicolas, the organizer at the Day Labor Center, says he can still hear Ramos's deep voice. They talked a lot about family. Ramos dreamed of returning home so he could finally meet his grandkids.
He used to get very nostalgic when he talked about coming back to Mexico, to his family. You know, I saw him cry because I had two little ones. So he used to tell me, like, spend time with your little ones, you know, as much as you can. I'm sorry. Pay attention to your kids, you know? Spend time with your kids.
Last week, Paulino Ramos's remains were sent back to his family in Mexico. Danny Hajek, NPR News, Los Angeles.